guys, Felicia here. So before we start the show, I just want to ask you guys to help us make sure that we're creating content you really, really want to hear, and make sure we stay on topics that you need help with. And we want to make sure we're giving you practical tips, tricks, and tactics that you need for your career journey and to get where you're trying to go. And so we have a survey that we would like for you to do. It should only take about 5 minutes. There's going to be a link in the show notes for you to do our survey. If you are on our email list, you'll also get an email reminding you to please do this survey so that we make sure we're giving you the best content possible, and making sure that if we have any advertisers, that they are advertisers that are speaking to your specific needs, and that we promote things that are going to truly help you and not just be for some commercial gain, because that's not what we're about over here. We are here at the Trill MBA Show to help you really, truly skyrocket your career in all the ways that make you whole and happy and healthy and prosperous, because we about these bags, okay? All right, let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for listening to this show, because we do this solely for you. Okay, girl, like, we are here for you and making sure that you get to where you are trying to go. And so listen, okay, we got the holidays coming up, right? And what comes up with holidays? Yep, them daggum office parties. No! And events and networking, and that invite is in your inbox. I know you keep looking at it, and you know you gotta go ahead and click that link and sign up for it, girl. You know you do. And I know you got all these questions. Should I go? The answer is absolutely, you need to go. Second, what should I wear? Something appropriate. You know how to dress casual, professional, nothing too flashy, but something that you feel good in and you feel confident in, and that won't, you know, detract from your greatness of the leader that you are in your organization. And then what about your hair? Wear your hair like you want to, girl. You already got the job. Okay. And we'll talk about whatever microaggressions that come with that later on in the episode. But listen, you know how they say, dance like no one's watching. Well, at these office parties, dance like HR is watching, okay? Because whether we like it or not, the tea is being spilled and notes are being taken. Yeah, I said it. I did. Like, these office parties, you know how it is when you get back to the office from the office party? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to just listen. You don't want to be the topic, okay? Mm-hmm. But real talk, it's like Survivor meets The Office, but with ugly Christmas sweaters. So we got to talk about the politics at the office party today. And I want to help you not hit some landmines that I and some people I've seen might have hit, might have not. I don't know. I don't want to tell on myself. Listen, I wasn't always the evolved human I am today. Okay, guys? So now, what's the deal with office politics? Office politics are always going to be there. Whenever you get more than one person and they're working together, there's always going to be some hidden agenda, some reason to try to manipulate situations. And it's like an invisible game of 4D chess that we're all playing, right? Whether we like to admit that or not. And there's so many components to this, right? It's the ally you make at the water cooler. It's the email tone that you set. It's the impressions you make in these tedious Zoom meetings, because Lord knows we're still doing Zoom meetings and Teams meetings. So you're not just clocking in and out. It's not just, let me do my job. And I wish it was, but it's not. You're literally crafting a narrative about who you are and where you're headed. And office politics help to shape your narrative. And so you have to be aware of what's going down. And let me tell you, these end of year shindigs of these companies, especially now that they're spending a lot of money to get a lot of people back in the office more and more, these moments at these parties, this is where the narrative gets plot twists. They get new characters. They get arcs. So you really have to pay attention.
If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
And one minute you can be casually chatting with your coworker about the latest thing you're watching on Netflix, which is Love is Blind for me. That Uche. And then the next, you're inadvertently in line for that project that you've been eyeing, or, hey, getting side-eyed for that promotion. It's business casual, but you've got to make it strategic. You've got to understand that it is strategic. And whether you want to be strategic or not, guess what, honey? Either you get on board or you're going to get left, okay? So it's really important that you understand office politics in general need to be understood, and you need to have a good grasp of where you fit in and how you get information flowing to you. But there's special, special, special things that go on at the end of the year, especially because a lot of organizations are reviewing talent at the same time. So you've got the holidays, but then you've also got the chatter and the talk. And so this becomes a very unique situation that I wanted to take some time and talk to you about today, because for as many landmines as they are, there's so much opportunity here too. And we want to take advantage of the opportunities. So now that we've peeled back the curtain on these holiday soirees, let's get into the nitty gritty. What to do, what not to do, and how to leave a lasting impression that sets you up for a bomb 2024 in a very good way. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break. Hey there, travel enthusiasts. Are you tired of struggling to find hair and skincare products that cater to your unique needs while on the go? Look no further than blacktravelbox.com. Black Travel Box is your one-stop shop for travel-sized natural hair and skincare products, specifically curated for Black travelers. No more settling for generic products that don't work for your hair type or skin tone. Whether you're jet setting to a tropical island or embarking on a cross-country road trip, Black Travel Box has you covered with their convenient and TSA-approved travel kit. Plus, by supporting Black Travel Box, you're not just getting high-quality products, but you're also supporting a Black-owned business that is dedicated to promoting inclusivity in the travel industry. So, travel in confidence, style, and grace with Black Travel Box. Visit blacktravelbox.com now and get ready to slay your next trip. Don't let your beauty routine suffer while you explore the world. And hey guys, let me tell you, Black Travel Box products are amazing, especially that body butter. Listen, I got a promo code for you. Use the code JETSET, that's J-E-T-S-E-T, all caps, JETSET, and you can get a discount from Black Travel Box because of who? The Trillist NBA. Happy travels, beautiful people. Now, let's get back to the show. And we are back from the break. If you don't have your Black Travel Box for your winter travel, like, what are you waiting for, girl? Go get your things so you can pack like Erykah Badu said. All right. So before I kind of level set, like, hey, office politics, this is what it is. But now we're going to get into these nitty-gritties of these do's and don'ts at these parties. So there's a couple things I want to make sure that we talk about. First, we're going to get into the do's, okay? So you do want to network, right? You want to, in a subtle way, like, I want you to think through who has the juice in the organization. That's important. And then you want to strategically get to the little soiree or holiday party or happy hour, whatever. You want to get there on time. You want to have your targets picked out and you want to focus on when they come and you talk to them, show your face strategically. Hee hee ha ha kee kee. Oh, that's fun. That's great. Don't let somebody who is not of importance to driving your narrative and building your relationship wall. Do not let coworkers who are not helpful in that take up any time in your ear running their mouth, okay? And don't overshare or indulge with these people, right? Like, I know it's a time where people want to talk about their kids and they want to get extra familiar. And I know for us, that's very uncomfortable because we have been taught, don't tell them folks your business. And it's true. And I've already given y'all the keys to that. Go Google yourself and use the things that Google already knows about you that seem personal, but they're not. And then those are your talking points, okay? And you just make sure you show up and you be your brightest, happiest star self and have a good time. You do want to engage with the influencers, the higher-ups, you know, the senior people. But you don't want to monopolize their time either. So be prepared to ask them something about them, get them talking about them. And then when somebody else comes to, you know, move you over because they're trying to you be gracious about it because that'll be noted. And you say, oh, hey, Tom. Yeah, Bob was just telling me about blah, blah. Always welcome people. Expand the circle. Don't be one of those people that block people from people. Expand the circle, and then you gracefully exit on, like, get them to talk and be like, okay, it was great to see you, Bob, Tom, y'all have a good one. I'm gonna go get refresh my beverage and mosey on to the next, right? Again, if you're in my introverted friends, please take the day before this event. So like the day of, take that day off and take the next day off. If it's not on like a Friday night, take the next day off. You will need it. You'll need to recharge your battery. These people are going to drain the fuck out of you. And you know it. I know it. Let's just be honest about it and plan for it so you can be your best self. So you can take a nap before and then you can sleep in the next day and not have to, you know, be angry or feel like you're depleted all the way. The other thing you don't want to do outside of monopolizing people's time, do not get into any gossip. Now, listen, I personally love all the tea, okay? I love being in the know. But one thing I have learned is you have to be careful. Be a collector of information, but never a dispenser of information that's gossipy. Like, information you share should be upbeat, positive, and business forward. And if somebody asks you a question, well, Felicia, what did you think about Katie's presentation? Be like, oh, Katie had a presentation? I didn't know. Felicia, you was at the presentation. Oh, girl, you know, these cheese balls are delicious. Like, and move on. Like, don't do it, because they trying to set you up. You know they trying to set you up. They know they trying to set you up. Fuck them people. Go on about your business. Don't ever criticize or critique or make commentary that somebody can go and say, well, you know, Felicia said Katie's presentation was trash. No. Mm-mm. If you genuinely cannot say that, oh, it was a great presentation. So like, if it's something you can say positive, then say that. That's fine. Like, oh, she knocked it out the park. She killed it. That was awesome. But if you can't say that, don't say nothing at all. Move on. Right? But don't gossip or discuss like sensitive topics. Again, HR is around and they listening and they watching. Okay. The other thing you don't want to do is drink a lot. So here's a fine line with this, right? If you work at a company and alcohol is part of the culture, and there are a lot of companies where alcohol is part of the culture, and let's say you don't drink at all. I, for myself, I actually have an alcohol allergy that I just developed in the past year and a half, which is bananas. But like, I don't really be out here trying to drink anymore. And not that I was ever a big drinker anyway, which is weird. But if you don't drink, now we have these beautiful mocktails. Before we didn't, and before you just had to like get a club soda and tell them put a lemon in it and get a straw and a little hat and pretend that you had a cocktail. But now you can get a mocktail. The bartender will make you a mocktail and have that. And then people are like, oh, what are you drinking? And you'll be like, oh, this delicious, refreshing beverage. Right? They don't need to know ain't no alcohol in there. That's your business. Let them think you drinking with them. But honestly, if I were you, I wouldn't drink around my coworkers. And I used to tend not to. Like, every now and then I'd like nurse the same glass of wine. Again, I'm trying to create a narrative that I fit in. And so you grab that glass of wine that they serve everybody and you just hold that thing till you can't hold it no more. And, I mean, you sip once a 30 minutes, right? And you just pay attention and watch and see who's watching you. Because somebody watching you, because people, right? So just stay in your right mind. I know alcohol is a social lubricant and it helps ease people, you know, because networking and being around people and stuff, it's just, ugh, for a lot of us. Unfortunately, not for me, because, you know, I love to run my mouth. But for so many people that are not extremely extroverted, these things are just a pain and a pill and not what you'd rather be doing. And there's so much small talk when there shouldn't be. Like, you should be able to just have a human connection conversation with your coworkers without worrying about what are they going to do? What are they going to say? You really need to let go of that. In your mind, there's nothing they can do to you. There's nothing they can say to you. These people cannot hurt you. So try to have some fun. Try to be happy. Try to generate energy and make the right connections, right? Stay focused on your game and your chessboard. And you don't need alcohol to do that, okay? So make sure you really mind your P's and Q's on the alcohol. The other thing that happens at these parties, and I think I saved this one for last because this is the dreaded one. The microaggression. Oh, Felicia, oh my God, look at your hair. It's so cool for the party. Did you get this done for the party? And then she reaches her hand out to touch your hair. I know. The fact that this still happens to us is wild to me, right? Like, wild. But you have that, or you have like the joke that's not funny about a monkey.
Nope.
Or, you know, something rude and crude, something sexist. Jesus, why? Why do people get in these situations? Drink and get loose-lipped. I don't know. But it's always good to be gracious. But if it's something particularly offensive and you are offended, then you have to stay in your prefrontal cortex to stay grounded in how you respond. And so you want to count to 10, and then you say, Bob, I've been working with you for the last 2 or 3 years, and I know you're a great person. So I'm going to act like you didn't say that. Now you have a good night, and I'll see you at work tomorrow or next week. Right? Like, and then you walk away, and then you pray they don't make a scene, because Lord knows if they get in their feelings and they've been drinking.
Wait, Felicia, wait a minute. Did I say something wrong? Like, oh, you're offended?
No, Bob, it's cool. We can talk about it when we get back to the office. You have a great night. And walk away and get far, far away. Far, far, far away. And if that's your cue to leave the party at that time, then leave the party. Go home. It'll be fine. HR might contact you because, you know, they watch it. But you just say, hey, you know, it's nothing that I can't talk to Bob about. We're good. And you just keep it pushing. If this is an organization that you are actively working to grow in and make strides in, and Bob is just old. So understand, the year-end party is a social setting, but the rules of this professional game still apply. You still got to stay on your P's and Q's, and you still got to make sure that you're maximizing the opportunity to network and set the stage for the upcoming year, but also tread carefully. So understand the don'ts. I'm going to recap them real quick. Don't gossip. Don't say anything crazy. Don't drink too much. In fact, probably don't drink at all. Don't overshare. Don't overindulge. Keep it cute. Keep it classy. Okay? Now that we've gotten through the do's and the don'ts, we've got that under our belts, let's wrap up with some key insights. And our most important thing when we get back from the break. Hey guys, Felicia here. One thing I realized over these years, I have built this show mostly on my experiences and the experiences of my friends and some of my family members and my coaching clients. And so I realized that as we're growing, I definitely need to expand and gain more knowledge from you, the listener of this podcast. So in the show notes of this episode, there is a link and we need you to take a survey. I know, a survey. But we really, really need to understand what you want to see so that we can continue to bring you dope content that helps you on your career journey. So click the link, take the quick survey. I promise you it will be painless and it will really help us craft episodes that help you. So you're doing this for yourself. This ain't for me, girl. This is for you. All right. Now let's wrap up the show. All right, guys. So we're at the end of the year. We got all these parties coming up. The most important thing.
Most important thing.
Is that you plant seeds to showcase the things that you've done this year. This is an important time of the year to position yourself to make sure that you're shining on top, your accomplishments are top of mind to all the people in the organization, and these events are great to do that. But the key to making sure that you bring it full circle and seal the deal is after these soirees, you send some follow-up notes. If you had an impactful conversation with somebody who's got the juice, the influential ones, the advocates, the mentors, and heck, plausible sponsors, send them a note and say, hey, John, it was great to chat with you at the Christmas party. I really appreciated you saying XYZ to me, and I really appreciate getting to know you. I was wondering if you'd be open to grabbing a coffee in the new year. I'd love to share with you how XYZ project that he would be interested in is going. So don't just show up at this party and then not act on the connections you made. Okay, you want to keep the relationships warm. You want to continue to dialogue. I find that when you break bread with people, i.e. you have a coffee or you have lunch with them, people have a tendency to get those internal chemicals that we make into the brain that makes you happier and feel more connected. And you want to induce those feelings in connection with you. And so one way you do that is through lunch and coffee chats and all those things, right? So definitely, definitely, most importantly, make sure you follow up and make sure you continue to use this to expand your narrative and your network at the holiday party. So happy holidays. I know we early, but I've already seen pumpkin spice latte, which I guess that's been out for like a month now or more by the time this episode comes out. And then I'm sure Christmas trees are quick to come up here soon. I mean, orange is the color of the day. It's that time of year. I can't believe the year has gone by so fast. Where did it go? Come back 2023. I'm not finished. I just got started and you're almost gone. So listen, you have an opportunity here. Don't dread the holiday party. Use it to your advantage, okay? Set yourself up and set yourself up for a great 2024. All right, guys. So if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email us here at the Trill MBA Show at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consult with me, or ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern or listener letter or, you know, just anything you want to say. I'm here. I love getting y'all's letters. They make my day and remind me not to quit doing the show. So until next time, guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.